Next patient is Mary Clark. Mary is M-A-R-Y Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E. Date of birth is 10/27/64. Date of visit 11/29/22. Please make a copy for Monica Cantu. Monica is M-O-N-I-C-A. Monica Cantu. C-A-N-T-U. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A. Thank you for sending Mary Clark for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Physical illness. This is a 58-year-old female who had COVID-19 infection in May of 22, has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, palpitations, coughing spells, and wheezing with chest tightness. She denied any fevers, chills, hemoptysis, denied night sweats, and did go for a did go for labs recently, which were unremarkable except for blood sugar of 112. She has not had any chest x-rays done in the past 4 months. The patient is overweight and has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which she uses a CPAP nightly at 4 to 12 centimeters H2O pressure, with a full face mask. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension, history of borderline diabetes. She also has had pneumonia in the past and has obstructive sleep apnea. The surgery also includes lumbar laminectomy and discectomy at L5-S1. And history for lumpectomy of her right breast for breast cancer in 2017. She has had a right hand surgery for benign cysts and also carpal tunnel release on the right. The next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, father died of Alzheimer's, mother had a history of aortic valve stenosis and had hypertension and diabetes. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision of cataracts, she has vertigo and hoarseness, no nosebleeds, and she has no urinary frequency disease or flank pains. She has asthmatic attacks, wheezing and cough, and shortness of breath with exertion. She also has heartburn, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has jaw pain and palpitations and leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising or enlarged glands. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and denies headache, seizures, but has numbness to the extremities and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Anastrozole, 1 milligram daily, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged, fat female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 84, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 240, saturation 97. HGND abnormal, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next up, no breeze, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the vasus with, occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea number 2 is reactive airways disease. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been counseled about losing weight. Advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Chest X-ray, PA lateral, CBCIGE level, and BMP. She will use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler 2+ PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Monica Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Cantu. Monica is M-O-N-I-C-A, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.